For our section now, with a little bit introduction, it says OpenStreetMap is a collaborative mapping platform which provides open and easy access to its users. It has usability including the general public to government and non-governmental organizations. And our speakers, who are Rabina Pudel and Pragya Pant, will be presenting on how these OpenStreetMap instruments helps us with the government sector, NGO, and tourism. So with that much ado, I would welcome Rabina Pudel and Pragya Pant to the stage. And please, before they introduce themselves, if you have any question, kindly log in into your Venueless platform and put the questions down there. When they are done presenting, we would ask them the question for it to be answered for you. Thank you. Welcome, Rabina.
Thank you, Benedicta. Hello and namaste. Good evening, everyone. I am Pragya Pant from Nepal. I am the OSM guru of Open Mapping of Asia Pacific region. I am here to present with my fellow presenter, Rabina Pudel, which is also a OSM guru of the Open Mapping Hub Asia Pacific. We are representing OSM Nepal. So the title of our presentation is The OSM Spectrum, Versatility of OSM Data Across Different Sectors and Communities. So moving on, as we are gathered here today for the State of the Map 2024, I guess everyone knows what OSM is, but I will give a short overview. OSM stands for OpenStreetMap, which is a collaborative mapping platform. We can have easy access and free access to data. We can contribute to it as well as we can download the data from OSM freely. I'm sorry. So we can see this logo. This is the logo of OSM and the logo of OSM Kenya. And OSM is a free and open map. Talking about OSM Spectra, we mean that we want to introduce you to the use of OSM in different communities and different sectors. Like OSM use is in general public, OSM used by NGOs and INGOs, how OSM is used in tourism, gender equality, and academia. So we are, as this is an international conference, we are trying to include the perspectives from international level as well, but we will be mainly presenting you the examples of Nepal, as we have experience with that. OSM is a free mapping platform, so you can be from any domain. You need not have to be a mapper, or you need not have to be from a geospatial domain to map in OSM. So any public can map in it, and it is used by general public for navigation. The apps like Bato Map, Maps.me, Patao, InDrive are the apps used in Nepal, which uses the OSM data and OSM map as base map. The mapping platform, and any general public can map on it. So it has the local information in it, and having mapped the label, mapped unmapped part of the world, the people from the rare and inaccessible parts of the world feel empowered as they see them in the map. So it is also helping people feel empowered and a leadership. I'm giving my own example. I am here speaking in front of you because I have been working with the OSM. So we can see a picture here where a surveyor is collaboratively working with children which are from a community. So they are helping to map the local amenities in that map. So it is a kind of participatory mapping. So this can also be done through public. And OSM is highly used in NGOs and INGOs for disaster response and recovery. In Nepal, a national portal called Bipat Portal, which is a portal where we can get the real-time access to disaster. And OSM data there is used to access those places and respond to them so that the response is quick and fruitful. This is the picture of a project which was done under a HOT micro grant, which was mapping Chepang community. Those are Chepang are the indigenous community of Nepal who have not been mapped earlier. Now with this project, they have been mapped in the OSM. So they are also getting access to facilities, like in the case of earthquake in Nepal, they got earlier and easy access to response, emergency response. ISIMOD, Integrated Center for Mountain Development, is using building footprints for disaster risk assessment. And there is a picture showing, this is a map showing a project which was done to do the suitability analysis of rooftop farming in one of the municipalities of Nepal, in which the green colored buildings are highly suitable for rooftop farming in the city areas where we don't have open space where we can farm. OSM is also very useful in the tourism sector as it has detailed offline maps. We can see the hiking trails, cultural heritage sites, national parks, and wildlife reserves. There is a map called Organic Maps, which uses in which we can have offline maps used for hiking, riding, and navigation. So I am new to this place. I just arrived 2 days earlier. And I was not familiar with this place, and I used this organic map to get to University of Nairobi, where we are today from my hotel. And it allowed me to access the shortest route as well as nearby amenities and places where I can visit. There is also a map called OpenPOI map, so in which we can filter out the data which we need. Like I want to visit the museum, so I can select the museum here, and only the museums nearby will be seen, so that it is very easy to access for tourists. Now talking this much, I would like to hand over this presentation to my fellow presenter for the follow for further presentation. Thank you for hearing me.
Oh, so thank you, Pragya. Now let's dive into the gender equality. So OpenStreetMap is helping to maintain the gender equality. And as we all know how much the OSM and HOT and the Open Mapping Hubs and the OSM community are working together to maintain the equality. And I'm also the product of the gender equality because I was the participants of the Sea Literacy Inspires and Open Mapping Champions. Mapping female-centric POI brings visibility to the women spaces and also the facilities that are in the world. Mapping female-centric POI was one of the great initiatives by the HOT and the Open Mapping Hubs during the March, at the time of the Women's Day, where we celebrate women. In this map, we can see that the red pointing the mapped area of the geographical distribution of women equals to yes, but it is not filled yet. We need to map more. Here we can see, you can see the Pragya, who is one of the open mapping mapper of the year, and I was one of the excellent mapper also. Now here you can see the SLSI team of Nepal. And now moving on to the academia, OpenStreetMap provides a platform to many students and also our professors to develop and enhance their mapping skills through different type of trainings and through different types of the open source mapping. Many students can know the importance of the open mapping, and since it is open source and we can use it freely, many students are utilizing the open mapping spatial data for their projects, and also lots of students like us and the professors have this kind of opportunities to visit the conference like this, which broadens their mindset on the OpenStreetMap also, which will be later on taught to the other people, and hence in the academic field that OSM is being extending, and its limit is to countless. So here you can see that the people of the Kathmandu University are providing training on the mapping road to connect the world with OSM. This is my internship project where I use OpenStreetMap to do the analysis of the EV, electric vehicle in Nepal. So here I am presenting the OpenStreetMap also. Here you can see me. So we have done the user experience survey in the Nepal, and here you can see that we get the total 30 responses, and most of them are the advanced mapper, and we got very new mappers also, and here we can see that the intermediate mapper and also the beginner mapper. Now here we can see that the diverse field of the male and the female. And now we have asked the question about, have you used OSM data in your daily life or any project? If yes, please mention. You can see that the answer, OSM data has come really handy to me, especially in my academic project. Like as I already told, I used OSM building data in project related to the climate action project, and also use the road data for the navigating and the best route for the transport. So OSM is being used in Nepal by the student for daily use. And now we have also asked that how can we improve the usability of OSM in Nepal? You can see that we can improve it by avoiding the people, student about the OSM and that the use that they help in our daily life. So many people in Nepal use OSM, but some of them are still unaware about it. We need to teach them. So I want to hear from you guys, what's more, which we haven't included in this, what's the usability of OSM? Please, anyone? Please? Yeah. What? No? You can ask after the presentation. So we can discuss this into the question and answer session also. Now, thank you. Yeah, you can ask now.
Thank you very much. Please, both online and in person, please, if you have questions, kindly put in the chat. But unfortunately, for us now, there's no questions in the questions section. So please, if you have questions, you can kindly raise your hands. Then, yeah, you ask your questions for our speakers to answer. So yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, thank you so much for your talks. It's great work that you guys are doing. And one of the questions that I had was, you've mentioned, for example, the focus of mapping on mostly disaster response, sort of responsive, but you've also been mapping, you know, communities which have never been mapped.
Yeah.
I was curious to hear your thoughts about how do you maintain that quality over time? How do you maintain it and make sure that it's accurate, that it's current? That question of data maintenance. maintenance is really interesting to me. And as the community grows and becomes more established and you have all this data to maintain, how is your community approaching that? Do you have a plan or is it...
Currently we are, the OSM community in Nepal is growing. So we have a less number of contributors right now. So contributing to that Chepang community project, we went to the field and we collected the data to validate those mapped remotely. So we are also giving trainings through OSM Guru. Guru means a trainer, and we are making more gurus by training them. And we hope those communities are also touched. And we have OSM Guru in each and every part of Nepal so that we have better maps. I hope I answered.
Thank you. I think that's something I think my local community is struggling with.
Yeah, that's a complicated thing as well, but we are trying. Some more questions, sir?
Any more questions, please? For the sake of the online participants, please, can you come and say it in the microphone so that they can also hear the question. Thank you very much.
First of all, I want to thank you, both of you, young ladies. You know, I'm also came from Sri Lanka, Asia region, right? So I'm an academic, so I'm going to ask you that, you know, academic question that I also face the challenges to introduce into university, OpenStreetMap. So I wanted to ask you that question. How did you manage to introduce this OpenStreetMap academic into academic, right? For an example, academic, they will think, you know, different. They have different perception. Like, you know, when I introduced you in Sri Lanka into the university, first question they ask, so what is the guarantee of this OpenStreetMap data? So who are the people contributing? So anyone, you know, can delete the OpenStreetMap data. So who will take the response? So many questions. With that challenges I introduced to in the university, now it has grown up. So what are the challenges you face into the academic, when you introduce to this OpenStreetMap activities into academic? Can you?
So we the university students give the training to the people, to the new semester people, and ask them if you are interested, you can do more. Many of them are doing the digitization of the OpenStreetMap because they want the free data, as the free data is not available. So we always give the training to the new semester students who join the university, and also told them that it is free, so they also want to contribute, and some of them doesn't want to contribute, and we just told them it's free. If you want to do the volunteer, and if you want to get the free data, you can do. Otherwise, you can't. Just that's all.
So I would like to add something. As we are from geomatics engineering background, we deal with mapping, and in our university, we train students. It was in our university, OSM started from 2 to 3 people during COVID-19 time, and we started training others, and it is a larger group now. So we train new students, and yes, of course, it is a volunteer work. So if they are interested, we let them work in other projects as well. We have a youth mappers chapter there, Geomatics Engineering Society. So we conduct different programs there. I'm also working at the same university as a teaching assistant right now. So I do train the students to use OpenStreetMap in their projects, as it is free and easy to access. So we don't have licensed softwares in Nepal. We don't have easy access to them. So open data is very useful.
Thank you.
Hello, it was a very good session, so thank you very much. But you have mentioned ICMOD that it helped you in mapping as well. So I would like to know how much ICMOD is involved in mapping with OSM and in Nepal mapping other than OSM, and how they're contributing in the mapping community, and how as a student or as a OSM contributor, you are communicating with ICMOD about mapping.
So ICMOD is actually using the data of OSM. So we were mentioning about the usability of OSM data in INGOs. So it is using the OSM data as base map. For response in, there are many flood activities, glacial lake outburst floods. So we can also estimate the population using the OSM data and counting the buildings. So it is used to detect how the area is affected. And instead of contributing to it, they are using it.
So. I guess that's all. Thank you very much. And thank you, Pragya and Rabina, for the great presentation. We would move to our next presentation. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.